Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Match Ball.
Hello, welcome to the show. Football's good again, isn't it? Hey. It's the Match Ball Live.
I'm sorry, I doubted you.
Brought to you with Levi Solicitors. 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. Dan here, along with Michael and Rob Conlon. Good evening. Oh, where do we start? In football, stupid.
It is.
It's fucking brilliant though, isn't it?
We support the most ridiculous football club in the world. Isn't it just preposterous to have that run of form and then go and win at Liverpool, which obviously I did call.
I mean, in fairness, we did go into this thinking Liverpool were any good, and it turns out they're absolute dog dirt, which is great. They just look as bad as us most of the time. Just can't pass to each other and stuff. It's great. So I mean, it could have gone either way that game, couldn't it? I suppose. But it's about time one went for us.
Andrea Radrizzani has tweeted out already.
Oh, brilliant!
Don't do it.
It's one thing we did call. We said he'll have a little bit of wine and
oh well.
Do you know what? Fine. have your moment. And do you know what as well?
But like, just be anticipate that people will retweet you next week.
Yep.
And in a month's time or whatever. But yeah.
And like tonight is the night when Jesse Marsh can quite happily start helicoptering in front of the bloody away end if he wants to for me. Mm.
It's true. He's earned it today. If he turns it around, fair play to him, you've got to say. Still a long way to go, but I didn't see this coming, yeah, I have to say.
We can think about that later. Let's just enjoy that, because that was hilarious, quite frankly, from start to finish.
It's weird. I wasn't at all stressed by that game, not until the very end, when we were within touching distance. But I didn't have any accumulated stress over the course of the game, so I felt quite relaxed about that.
Yeah,
because I went into it with zero expectation. I thought, well, we'll probably lose, so if we get anything other than a defeat, it'll be fun.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of fun.
Like they gifted us the
that?
Lead.
Did you see that? It's good fun, wasn't it?
But when they equalised 10, 15 minutes later, whatever it was, I sort of went, that's fair enough.
Yeah, you thought, we've had 10 minutes of
it was
fun.
It was good for a minute, wasn't it? But the longer we stayed in the game, though, you started thinking, well, chance here. I know we didn't have, I mean, Melier made an awful lot of, I mean, some really good saves, I suppose. A lot of them that you would probably expect him to make, but just the sheer volume that he had to get through.
Still has to make them, doesn't he?
That shot at the end of the away end during the celebrations and just Melier's face and just the look of relief on his face was absolutely beautiful. He really deserved that tonight. He was great.
Yeah, and having got off to a really terrifying start with him and Cooper both went for the same ball, and it all looked very... very Kiko Cooper.
Not as bad as the start Joe Gomez and Alisson made.
There were parts of you when it went across thought, like it took your brain a second to compute what was happening, didn't it? Like, that's not right, because this is Liverpool at the cop end and they don't do stuff like that. Well, this is what we do.
I'd looked away when, because Aronson wasn't it, on the left, he lost the ball. And I think I just glanced away. I was making a note or something. And then
it's in.
I looked up and it was Rodrigo just tapping a ball into an empty net. It's like, what? How's this happened?
I think Virgil van Dijk looked away as well, because he just completely watched Rodrigo go put the ball into an empty net.
Yeah, just ran past him, didn't he, unchallenged?
Honestly, if Bamford had a right foot, we'd have run away with that one.
Why doesn't he use his right foot ever?
Tonight's not even the night, is it? Tonight's not the night.
No, it's not. But if they could just tether him up in Thorpe Arch and make him use his right foot
Why don't we just remove his left foot and force him to use his right?
Sounds like a Rob Price job, that.
Yeah. Somerville's birthday, isn't it? Is it tomorrow?
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
Ah, good for him.
And he gets a longer one as well, because we've got Peter Martin who's tweeting us saying that he shares the same birthday. It's 25-hour birthday because the clocks go back in the UK tonight in a few hours.
Can you give Marsh some credit, actually, for leaving him on? Because the more obvious sub would have been leave Jackie on and bring Nonto on for Somerville, who was obviously... Is it his first start, that? He started against Leicester, didn't he?
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not started many games. He's kind of not a proven player particularly, but he left him on. And I thought it was the right choice, because Jackie, I thought, had a poor game. He just kept overplaying and waiting far too long and being a bit like Jackie can be sometimes, yeah, when he's having a bad day. And Nonto was instrumental in the goal as well. He did really well with three players around him in that corner, and he managed to find Bamford in the middle, who
classic assist,
who laid it on a plate for Somerville. I'm sure that's what he was trying to do.
Bless him. My head feels like it's going to burst.
You got a headache.
It was Phil A was sat here, wasn't he, yesterday? Mm. His head's a lot smaller than mine. He's a lot tighter than usual.
Oh dear, we've cracked open the Aldi knockoff Red Lilt, haven't we? Mm. Going absolutely wild for a Saturday night here in our studio just off Gelded Road. Oh, football can be fun after all. Can't it?
We're 15th, aren't we?
Yeah, our natural home.
We're 4 points off Liverpool.
Wow.
Have we got a game in hand?
We probably have, haven't we?
We probably do, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I can't remember. Let's not worry about catching Liverpool just yet at this stage. It's nice to not be in the bottom three.
Yeah, I've written the words Melier, Hero, Somerville. That was when he scored, because I've written really big letters. Away end, exclamation mark. Bamford, Willy Tonto, because Carragher called him Tonto. called him Tonto.
Also, a moment of the game right at the end when Melier went down with the head injury and the physios ran on, quite worried, and Matt Rocker was there just saying, no, please slow down, he's fine, just wait.
I must admit, he actually did get caught in the face on that one. I thought it was going to be a full Jordan Pickford type delaying method, but no, he actually did get caught. And he did some good rolling about with the ball after that as well, didn't he, Melier, when they just kept pumping crosses to him.
Yeah, I like time wasting. I take it all back.
Yeah. I mean, time wasting in the last minute, that's fine. It's when teams do it from like the first minute.
Yeah, there's also though, Matt Rocker in the second half upset them when he just sat down to tie a shoelace and yes, the ref was going over to him pointing at his watch.
The ref just refusing to book people today, wasn't he? I think it was quite fun.
It says a lot about somebody must have said at Premier League level, look, make this a good one because it's live on Saturday night. It's going to have a massive audience around the world because you can obviously watch it in the States, watch it over in the Far East or whatever. It's sort of prime time for everyone, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
For a lot of people. Some people watching it at breakfast time and seeing that.
Yeah, I thought it was nice to see a ref just kind of going, it's fine, I don't need to book people.
There was that tackle that Adams got into with somebody in their midfield, can't remember who it was, and they just both went in, you thought, this normally ends up with somebody getting hurt or a free kick or whatever it might be. Nothing.
I think it was when Rocker halted that counter-attack. I think I even shouted, good yellow. Yeah. He was like, right, he's not even going to book him. Yeah, even better.
He sort of jumps on Salah's back, didn't he, as he turned him, and he was like, good choice, ref, good choice, definitely. Definitely not yellow.
Do you know what I really, really like? People will probably get upset, but with Graham Souness has called us lucky on Sky in the aftermatch. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, make your own luck, don't you?
I don't think lucky's quite right. I think it's fair to say it could have gone either way, but we had some good chances. Like we hit the bar, didn't we? That was very, very close. And you were saying there was actually a push on him as well on that one.
Saw it back at half time, and it was Alexander Arnold who definitely nudged Aronson just as he was shooting. And that'd have been a brilliant goal. Great cross from Christensen, and we've been seeing a bit more of that recently from him, which is nice.
Yeah, and then I think the Bamford one, a right-footed striker, that's a good chance because he would just hit it first time or take one quick touch and then shoot. But Bamford did that thing where he got very, very confused.
We saw some Coopery things, and we saw some Bamfordy things, didn't we?
The double air shot from Cooper was tremendous.
Cooper, I thought, actually played well tonight, but there was that moment where he just sort of combusted and tried to kick it once, missed it, and then just fell over. And then a few minutes later, there was it Salah on the right, and Strauch and Cooper were there. Mm. And then before you know it, both of them were on the floor. And you sort of think, don't do that. But that all added to the fun, I think.
Yeah. Salah was, obviously he did score, but he was fairly wasteful tonight, wasn't he?
They were shit.
They were shit. And
I've written it down twice. 8 minutes.
Just to make sure.
These are shit. Yeah. And then, admittedly, they did score about 2 minutes later. But then...
I know they've got a lot of injuries, haven't they? But look, it looks like, I mean, it's only a sample size of one game, but, you know, they look like a team a bit in decline.
How much did they pay for Nunes?
About 80 million, wasn't it?
That was the second moment where I wrote it down. It was a bit back and forth, and he just hit the ball from about 40 yards and just trickled wide. And these are really shit.
I take it back. Don't buy a striker.
But having Sadio Mane on one side and then Salah bombing in from the other, the pair of them used to absolutely terrify me. Mm. And then you had, you know, Firmino through the middle or whoever it might be, because they had goals on both sides, and it feels like the he's trying to find a way to make it work, Klopp, and it's not, and that's good.
Funny. I'm sure he'll be gracious in defeat.
Oh, always.
What was he going to... He'll blame the midweek game, won't he? Injuries.
Yeah, we were very tired.
I mean, the reason this is kicked off at 7:45 was because he moans about having to play at 12:30 after a European night. So you've got your wish, Jürgen, and it worked a treat.
Well, they're playing on Tuesday again, aren't they, in the Champions League? So this was, I think, was the only broadcast slot that was left for them to show the game, 7:45 on a Saturday. It's a stupid time.
It is at halftime, but I like it.
It's made me have a really nice Saturday night now.
I think it's a good time to kick off every game at this point.
Messaging back and forth with someone today saying, is my computer shutting down? I was saying that I've done loads of chores around the house today, just trying to stay busy doing stuff because I didn't want to, my computer just randomly hung on me, so I've just lost all the tweets and stuff like that. But I was doing loads of chores around the house to try and avoid thinking about the football. Stupid. It was great, wasn't it?
See, I wasn't worried about this one too much because I thought, we've lost it, it's fine. I was anticipating being worried about Bournemouth because as well I've been looking at Bournemouth thinking, well, we could be 4 points adrift, 5 points adrift. Who knows what it's going to be at that point.
Now, heading for mid-table.
As it is, it's absolutely fine.
Do we owe Jesse Marsh an apology? Do you, Michael? Well, you're the one who specifically said he should be sacked.
Just sack him.
You wanted him just sacked. But you are impetuous with stuff like that.
Yeah, it's true. I'm prone to wanting to put stuff in the bin straight away.
Yeah.
Can you fix it? No, it's just gone. It's over with. I was a bit the same with Bielsa in a way. When we started losing those games, I was like, I don't think this is working. But you know, don't listen to me. It's probably your best bet.
No, that is one option.
I mean, it's one game as well, isn't it? You know, we beat Chelsea this year and then we've been fairly bad afterwards. So we'll see.
But I mean, that it counts for a lot. I mean, a win in the Premier League does count for so much, doesn't it? I mean, a draw would have been good there, but the win is just, it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's absolutely huge in terms of the shape of the season. Now,
we said at the end, then, didn't we, just winning feels bloody nice, doesn't it? You sort of forget how nice 3 points feels like when you don't get it for a little while, but then it feels all the sweeter when you do. Yeah, what a moment. It was great.
I'm trying to look for, see if Klopp's made any comments, and I can see people tweeting.
He's
Klopp
crying and
someone as well tweeting, should get Eddie Howe in. an actual Liverpool fan is suggesting that.
Really?
Yeah, no, they seem to be a legit account. That's a worse take than mine.
Can we give some love to Tyler Adams?
It's good, isn't he?
He's really good.
He's a proper narky little bastard as well.
Absolutely, ran that midfield. Yeah, and he is narky, isn't he?
Likewise, at the end at full-time, straight over to the away end, just straight ran out of the dugout or wherever he was, just straight over to the away end, first one there, like he's the first one into any trouble. He's the first Leeds player straight into it, like he was with Andy Robertson, wasn't it?
Yes, after he'd been a bit rough for someone, hadn't he? And he was like, not having that, not with my team. He's good as well because he does it in a very measured and consistent way as well. He doesn't do it in a stupid way that's likely to get himself sent off. He just goes up to the line and sort of lets people know that he's there and makes it awkward for people, but then he just pulled back in time. And I don't know what he's like as a personality particularly, but from hearing him in interviews and stuff, he speaks quite well, and I can imagine he'll have quite a good conversation with a ref rather than just screaming in his face and calling him a cheat, which I think is what players do. Calling him a character.
Oh yes, a cheating character. Yeah, so everything's come back up now. I lost chat, I lost Twitter, didn't know what to do with myself then when that all went down. Yeah, everyone's just... sorry, somebody talking about inhalers in Liverpool there. I don't know what that means. Jesse's saying it was another good performance. That was a good performance again. Which he's entitled to do. After the pressure he's been under to deliver that result, he's entitled, I think, like I say, to do a little bit of willy waving in the wake of that.
He did.
Because...
waved him right on.
He was playing air guitar as well, do you see him?
Who was?
Air guitar. Jesse. Jesse at the end.
Oh, really?
Oh, was he?
When I said willy waving, I meant... Little Jesse, not little Willie.
Yes, right.
He was celebrating and doing a little bit of air guitar on the touchline.
I'm just seeing that. I think he was doing like snapping his fingers, I think.
Yeah, that was when Klopp sadly turned away at that point. Today I was desperate to see Jürgen Klopp turn and look at Jesse Marsh as he was doing that.
I've got a mild sweat on. Is anybody else?
Yeah, it's boiling. Yeah. My head's bursting.
Yeah, it is, as it's just been tweeted out by Richard Jolly, who tends to pull these, @RichJolly on Twitter, these sort of interesting, fun, quirky stats. That's the last goal of British summertime that'll be scored in the Premier League.
There you go.
By Somerville. And it is. It's unseasonably hot, isn't it? It's like it's still, 17 degrees out and it's November, basically.
My core temperature now is at towards 60, I would say. It's quite dangerous. I might faint.
I mean, can we just rewind and everyone will be able to know what they were doing at the moment that one went in. But we just basically started smashing this place up.
Yeah. I nearly knocked your camera over, and then I started punching the table and realised I wasn't actually punching the table, I was punching my phone. I was like, oh shit, I hope my phone's all right.
I started throwing stuff at the back wall, which we should say is fabric. It's not solid,
it's not,
is
it's
it?
It's not that solid.
No. Oh, God. We've always got these games in us, though, haven't we?
You say that.
I do say that all the time.
Where does this rank against... I mean, it's not quite as good as beating Man City, probably, is it? Because this Liverpool team are clearly struggling. They're not... They're not at the peak of their powers, are they?
No, but I think it's up there because there's so much at stake. We needed it more now.
There was an away end as well.
Yeah.
Which made it look amazing.
Which made it look absolutely brilliant.
And to speaking of the crowd, actually, to overcome that really fierce...
Such a special atmosphere.
Intense special atmosphere you get at Anfield on these big night games. Oh, it was a bear pit, wasn't it?
Under the lights.
Oh, such a special atmosphere. Yeah, it was completely dead, wasn't it? You didn't hear a single song, did you?
From
Leeds. I had Leeds fans saying some slightly slanderous stuff, but
just a bit.
I mean, that's potentially not to be repeated on here. I don't think. But if you watched it,
let's absolutely not repeat.
If you watched
it,
you heard it.
Yeah,
it's about a crocodile, wasn't it?
Something about crocodiles. Yeah.
I think so.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Oh, we've had Rodrigo has Instagrammed out a photo from inside the dressing room, and they're all looking very, very happy.
He's got his pants on.
Oh, there's a lot of rippling torsos, a bit like this room, really. Look at that.
Oh, very similar.
Rodrigo's celebration, another good one.
Yeah, he's always like a 5-year old celebrating his first goal, isn't he?
Mm.
Which I like.
If we're going to focus on negatives.
No, Michael, now is not the time.
I didn't think Rodrigo or Bamford were any good again.
But this win is more special because of our limitations.
You didn't think they were any good. You've got Rodrigo's got a goal, Bamford's got an assist. What more do you want? We've won at Liverpool.
It is true. I mean, the assist was... Yeah, I think it was a bad touch, but never mind. So still by a striker, but Nonto looked good. So that was a...
Yeah, let's talk about Little Willie.
That was a massive plus because... I kind of already like him more than Dan James.
I was thinking about Dan James, likewise with Somerville. Mm-hmm. Where you thought, there's no difference, is there really? And then he's come up with a goal at the end. Nice one.
Yeah, I must admit, I don't feel like I'm particularly missing Dan James. And yeah, and if Willie can make some appearances like that, I thought it was really good.
He looked really tidy, didn't he? Just in possession, like he didn't panic, didn't have that headless chicken vibe at all. And
what are you saying about Dan James?
I didn't say a word about Dan James, Michael. What are you saying about Dan James? Honestly, brilliant. What an evening. Every now and again, they just come around and it's great. And this is why we love football, isn't it? You go through all the shit just for moments like that.
What actually happened in the game then?
I don't know, really. It was weird, wasn't it? And I guess if we are going to do some sort of like measured analysis of this, it is true then, isn't it, that when teams... set to impose their style on us, like the good teams, we deal with it a lot better than the teams that just sit deep. If we can find a way to solve that problem, we'll be fine.
It felt like two teams try to do the same thing a little bit tonight. Like we were sort of making the same mistakes. We were sort of creating chances similarly. Mm. It was all just a bit manic. I mean, it maybe helped in that Liverpool's formation change, like you were saying about the width they used to have with Mane and Salah kind of isn't there anymore. They've gone to this diamond. Admittedly, the fullbacks are bombing on still, but maybe that helped us out a little bit. I don't know. I'm trying to say sensible things here, and I don't really care. I just think we've won.
I was surprised at how the game panned out, I have to say. I thought they'd get in behind us probably more than they did. I know they still did on occasion. There is still that some tense moments where the ball goes wide and our fullbacks is kind of on the edge of the 18-yard box and there's a load of space and you think, just get a bit closer. You need to close the cross. But then, generally speaking, we dealt with the crosses. Melier did make a lot of saves, didn't he, as well? Maybe suggest we didn't. But that's why you have a good goalkeeper.
Yeah, I did. I expected him to gain behind us a lot more.
Yeah, they weren't. I didn't feel like they were constantly carving out brilliant chances.
Let's do some searing analysis now from the comments on YouTube. Biggie T8 says Liverpool playing the diamond played into Leeds' defence pretty much perfectly.
Mm.
Good. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's what I just said, wasn't it?
Yep.
I think it pretty much was.
Yeah,
it pretty much was. But so, they did struggle. Well, they struggled across the pitch. Truthfully, didn't they? They never got a grip of it anywhere. I didn't think. I don't think they dominated us in any particular area, which, given I expected them to dominate us everywhere, was a massive improvement.
We've got comments from Jesse coming in now in the press conference, so I'll repeat some of Phil Hayes' tweets. At 1-1, we talked that last week, when it was close, that we were more waiting to lose than pushing to win. The best part was that you saw real resolve at 1-1. The mentality to push and stay in the match was really strong. It was necessary to stop the bleeding. I'm really happy.
That's good.
He's happy. We're all happy.
Do you know what the XG was on Rodrigo's chance?
0.965%,
apparently.
That's about the same as a penalty, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
They're surely not taking into consideration there's no keeper, are they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's different models, aren't there? Anyway, I'm just looking at...
What would it have been if Bamford had that? If Bamford had had that? It would have been on his left foot, so he'd have been fine. Don't be mean about him.
We were saying that is exactly the chance Bamford
needed.
That is what he needs. Nothing more than that. It was like back in the Championship when... we used to have to just put the ball a yard out for him to score.
We can watch Match of the Day again tonight.
Well, we can't because it's on
it's
now.
It's on in a minute, isn't it? Is it? We'll be on right at the end.
It's on like now, isn't
I've got it? I've got it recorded. Hey, I've just even realised we've been talking now for however long and we haven't even mentioned the fact that Sinisterra was out.
No, we don't need him. Get him sold. Nonton Somerville, that's the way forward. Yeah, I think we did miss him, in truth. But
still won, didn't
Somerville
we?
Wouldn't have started, would he, if Sinisterra had been fit?
It's a massive night for Somerville, that. I was thinking... Even just at 1-0, you thought him playing 90 minutes at Anfield after his first start the other night, and if we'd have just got a result there and he'd have contributed 90 minutes in a 1-0 draw, that's a big night, a big step in his development. But then to come up with a winner, amazing.
And I think it was nice for him to get a goal that people celebrated as well, because he's won the other day. Everyone went, yeah, fuck off.
And he got
We've
to
lost.
Celebrate as well, straight off of the top. Amazing.
Yeah. it was a bit, and then he got obviously got subbed straight away. Did you notice on the bench there was... We were laughing because there was Click at one side just like laughing and looking like he was loving it, and then there's Rodrigo having a crisis at the other end with his hood up, just looking absolutely ashen face, just terrified by everything.
I tweeted Adam Pope at texted Adam Pope at full time, and he's just replied, and I can't repeat what he's put on this podcast.
Everton fan.
He's a happy
chappy tonight, aren't we all? Oh dear me. Yeah, he played alright, did Somerville, didn't he? He seemed a little bit more with it, kind of like, you know, just part of the game and less peripheral.
And he is a good finisher.
Yeah.
Like from the bits we've seen of him playing for the under-23s, under-21s, he is a really good finisher. So that's kind of, I guess, what the benefit you maybe get over someone like Harrison, who can be a bit streaky, and he has games where it's like a little run where he'll score two or three, but then he does go fairly long periods without doing anything. So it was, it's good. Good to have some more goals in the team.
Oh, isn't it nice when we win? Premier League's gash and I hate it, but every now and then, it just throws up nice evenings. People are saying nice things about me for being optimistic now. I mean, it's stupid. I say it all the time. I say it against all the big teams when we play them.
Yeah, you do.
In all the biggest games. And so I'm going to be right eventually. But I mean, to be fair, all that joking apart, we do have these games in us, it seems, this season. The thing is now, is what Jesse said, we've got to build on it. They've got to use this as a springboard to launch themselves, which is what he's saying post-match, which you can't disagree with. I mean, there's no point in doing this. I mean, such a high tonight. If we fuck it against Bournemouth next week.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. We need beat Bournemouth and we can go into the World Cup fairly content.
And beat Spurs as well.
And yeah, do that too.
And Wolves.
They're rubbish. They're all rubbish.
they might be rubbish, but I mean, Spurs were 2-2 against Bournemouth today, weren't they? I know they did win, but still.
Sinisterra has a sprain in his foot. Should train this week.
Okay.
Were the players playing for Marsh? Is answering that question. I think they were, but they were fighting for us. They believe in what we're doing and it's been painful for all of us.
It has been painful for all of us.
It has. And I'm glad that they're feeling the pain as well, because it has been a painful experience to go through, hasn't it?
It was quite nice hearing Jesse be angry in his presser this week, because it was just to hear something different, I guess.
Mm.
And actually, it probably was needed just to do better.
Yeah.
Because that's all that, you know, we have been in games and stuff like that. And you do think, well, he can't score the goals and he can't do terrible marking. So just bollock him.
I keep being nice to you. I keep saying nice things about you and we keep losing games.
And he's still nice to him pointing out the ball whenever it comes near the touchline. He's very good at that.
He's really, really good. He's really good at it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He knows where it is all the time.
I was thinking how when Bielsa first rocked up, and didn't he have like coaches in the East Stand and stuff like that? I feel like Marsh's dream would be he'd have people pointing at every touchline.
Bielsa used to just regularly just shout, move, move, though, which I guess is kind of fairly basic as well. But it was just, that was his thing.
I mean, games like this, it's about pettiness, isn't it? It's about getting one over on the opponent, and people are enjoying very much. Van Dernstein saying in the comments on YouTube, Klopp breathing heavily. Big E is again saying Klopp sounding completely defeated on Sky Now is great.
Good.
The boys tried, really tried, it seems to be.
This might be the end for Klopp. I mean, this is kind of how it ended for him at Dortmund, wasn't it? That they had a really good...
Just burned out.
They had a really good...
Klopp cop out.
...runs and won some stuff, or came very close to winning some stuff at Dortmund. And then in the end, he just kind of stopped working and they booted him out. So I don't know what Liverpool fans are going to be saying about this, but I am looking forward to hearing.
Propaganda. We can actually focus more on Leeds and propaganda again now, can't we?
There's some upset at last.
Which makes...
some upset that isn't ours.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We've been trying to steer it to make it feel a little bit more positive, because we realise that you lose more often than you win in the Premier League. So we're steering it towards, you know, other clips, but we can actually fully wallow in this and be awful, dreadful twats. And it's going to make this week at work, and the same applies to everybody who's watching this or listening to this. You can just go in on Monday with just that little spring in your step. Tomorrow, if you're hanging around family tomorrow on Sunday, you see him, your friends, whatever, you'll just feel that little bit lighter.
It'll just have that bliss to it, won't it?
Yeah.
It'll be great.
And this is one of those things I can go back and watch it on Sky.
Although I do feel like I'm not going to get to sleep tonight. So.
and with clocks going back, you get an extra hour anyway. So
might as well. Except obviously when you have kids, you don't get that extra hour because they just wake up sooner. I'm just looking at it now.
Put Dalglish in and play the kids, somebody's suggesting.
Liverpool Echo is saying, clueless Liverpool causing real alarm.
Oh.
Is their headline. Ooh, it's falling apart.
Steve Nicol as
someone's
well. We'll find out what Steve Nicol thinks this week
someone's
as well.
It's falling apart and it's not us. Great stuff.
Dear me. Come on, talk to me about other stuff, because I haven't made any notes here.
No, I haven't either, really. Just Melier. I just love him.
Yeah. It was just an evening where we got swept along with the occasion, wasn't it?
He's just so cool as well as Melier. He's such an unlikely cool man, because he weighs about 8 stone. He's stupidly gangly, but he's just got a sort of suave air about him that I just think, yeah, what a fucking bloke.
It was the nonchalance at the end of the celebration while everyone was going mad at the other end, and he's just like, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I played well then, I think.
Adam Pope is just tweeting saying that Marsh has said in the presser that he's not superstitious, but he's changed almost everything this week to try and get a result. He's changed so much, he says he doesn't know what to keep this week.
That's okay.
But it's true. Have you
change it all again.
You must have had like a lucky pair of socks or pants or, you know, jeans or something like that. Something that you ascribe to the fortunes of Leeds United.
I've never had a clothing, I have to say.
Mm. No.
Have you?
No.
It's good topic for discussion. Anything you must have had. No. Have you? No.
I think I always used to take one particular scarf, but then just stop doing that, and you know.
I think the longer you go.
Park in a particular spot, set off or go, you know, there's little things. But they kind of come and go, don't they?
Yeah. But I don't know what I've done today. No, been a bit hungover.
Oh.
But I've tried that loads of times, and it very rarely ends in a win. So
I have to do it every game. Oh dear me. Well, happy days.
I liked at the end as well. You could see Gellert pointing at Somerville at the end, and he was saying, what was he? I can make a note of it.
The boy, wasn't it?
He was saying, he's the fucking man, I think is what he was saying.
Right.
Which was nice to see.
He would have loved that, wouldn't he, tonight?
Him and Greenwood, it was like a little. It was the academy dreams, wasn't it? It was the little academy clique getting together, being like, yes, we're doing it. We're doing it. Obviously, Joffy's not, but.
All Greenwood.
But yeah.
So people ask Michael's lucky thong in the YouTube comments.
What on earth makes you think I'm wearing underwear?
Michael Commando. Klopp strop. Oh, dear me. P- people are saying, you're sounding a bit happy, lads. Any reason? Not really. Just the football, isn't it? Fulfilling your dreams.
Ah, so good.
5 months
ago. I'm going to go look at the league table.
5 months ago, Liverpool were on for the quadruple, says Gordon. This is a bad patch. Yeah.
It's a very bad patch.
And finally, it's true, actually, Andy's saying in the comments, calm down, lads. Liverpool are only a mid-table team.
I mean, it sort of is true to an extent, because we had, from watching it, there was the feeling like we probably should get something from this, because they look there for the taking. They don't look very good.
It's the bad teams, though, we've been struggling to beat. So that's a real step forward tonight, beating some shite like that.
Rob.
That's true, yeah. Then ninth. Whew. I'd love to be ninth. But let's not dwell on that. But yeah, 15th, fine.
So how do you feel now compared to how you felt before this game? I mean, genuinely, what is your actual mood level?
I'm really happy.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It's nice shedding that apathy from Fulham. And now I just feel that blissful joy of like loving the football club again.
Because we do this for like, it's a job, it's a full-time job for us. When it gets like it got, you just feel like you don't want to do it anymore. We have to go talk about this some more. And then this happens. And these are the brilliant moments. And it's funny. And we can look forward to our work this week.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to listen to Liverpool fans and be glad to be doing it. Whereas before I've been like, oh, listen, fuck you, Fulham fans. I've got to say, I don't really care. I don't really care.
Because they are going to be feeling like they are just teetering right on the edge now of collapse.
Yeah.
Virgil van Dijk lost at home to... when he played at Anfield. That never happens. We made it happen today for the first time ever.
I don't think he was very good, was he? As we said, that first goal, completely asleep. Mm-hmm. He could have easily, well, at least challenged for that if him and Rodrigo started in the same place. Mm-hmm. And he just watched it.
Any final thoughts then before we round it up?
Yeah. That was good. Let's do it again.
Yeah, we should keep doing that.
Let's beat Bournemouth and we will probably be like firmly in mid-table.
I thought you were going to say safely.
No, but we will be firmly in mid-table if we can beat Bournemouth.
Yeah, and that's all where we need to be.
If we go into
that break with four wins on the board, we've given ourselves a chance.
Yeah,
and that's about the size of it. Just,
I'd have probably taken going into the break with 3 points on the board, and we've got them now.
Just three.
So we've get. Well, I kind of assumed we'd lose.
I mean, just three, full stop.
I kind of assumed we would lose against Liverpool and Spurs, and hopefully beat Bournemouth. So now let's just go and win some more.
Let's go win some more.
And it's great to go into that game and actually look forward to it as well, rather than feeling like you're, well, either going to watch Jesse Marsh's last game before he's sacked, or you're kind of seeing Mark Jackson's first match because he's lost this one and they've just thrown someone else in for the Bournemouth match. But I guess it gives some hope for that. We should beat Bournemouth, shouldn't we?
Oh God, here we go.
Shut up! What are you doing?
We've got one of them in us.
You're absolutely right. We might finally have one of those in us. You're absolutely right. Listen, cheers for watching. Check out on YouTube. And of course, we've got the podcast version as well that will follow this audio version. We've appreciated your company and we'll fix the website as well. So if this happens again, like we win a game, it doesn't fall over and you can watch it on there, which is super. Yeah. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening and we'll see you in a bit.
The Match Ball.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.